Quran Chapter 55, also known as Surah Ar-Rahman, provides profound insights into the concept of taqwa and emphasizes the importance of gratitude as a means to attain it. Let's delve into a detailed understanding of this topic. Surah Ar-Rahman, Chapter 55, verses 60-62, is the reward for good anything but good? So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? Blessed is the name of your Lord, owner of majesty and honor. Detailed understanding, reward for goodness, the opening question in verse 60 serves as a rhetorical device to highlight the reciprocity of divine rewards. It implies that the reward for goodness and gratitude from Allah is nothing but goodness and blessings in return. This underscores the principle of divine justice and the inherent correlation between actions and their consequences in the sight of Allah. Acknowledgement of divine favors, verse 61 challenges the reader to reflect upon the countless favors and blessings bestowed upon them by their Lord. It prompts individuals to consider the abundance of Allah blessings, from the gift of life and sustenance to the beauty of the natural world and the guidance of divine revelation. By acknowledging and appreciating these favors, believers cultivate a sense of gratitude and humility before Allah. Blessed is the name of your Lord. The concluding statement in verse 62 affirms the blessedness and magnificence of Allah's name, underscoring His sovereignty, majesty, and honor. It serves as a reminder of the greatness and benevolence of Allah, inspiring reverence, awe, and gratitude in the hearts of believers. Relationship between gratitude and taqwa, gratitude, shukr, is intricately linked to taqwa in Islam, as it reflects a deep appreciation for Allah's blessings and a sense of accountability towards Him. By recognizing and expressing gratitude for the blessings they receive, believers nurture a heightened awareness of Allah's presence in their lives, which is central to taqwa. Increased awareness of Allah, gratitude cultivates a consciousness of Allah's benevolence and mercy, leading believers to strive to please Him in all aspects of their lives. This heightened awareness serves as a deterrent against disobedience and sin, fostering taqwa. Fulfillment of duties, grateful individuals are more inclined to fulfill their religious obligations and adhere to the teachings of Islam out of a sense of indebtedness and devotion to Allah. This commitment to righteousness and obedience contributes to the development of taqwa. Protection from ingratitude. Gratitude acts as a safeguard against the spiritual ailment of ingratitude, kufr, which entails denying or neglecting Allah's favors. By expressing gratitude, believers fortify themselves against the erosion of taqwa caused by heedlessness and forgetfulness of Allah's blessings. In conclusion, Surah Ar-Rahman underscores the intimate connection between gratitude and taqwa in Islam. By acknowledging and appreciating Allah's blessings, believers cultivate a consciousness of His presence, fulfill their obligations with sincerity, and guard against the spiritual pitfalls of ingratitude. Thus, gratitude serves as a cornerstone in the journey towards attaining and nurturing taqwa in the hearts of those who claim to be Muslim.